You got spunk, Wolfhouse. I'll give you that. But I don't know if I got room in my pocket for any more of your money.
I got a little spunk for you.
You couldn't hit your own ball bag with your own wrinkled cock.
Chance.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. You play rim rules?
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, the shit stabbers like you.
Hold on there, girlfriend.
You're gonna chance.
You're gonna have to earn it.
Oh, no, no way. Forget about it. I'm out of here. We're trying to fuck. Whoa, hey.
You said you wanted a chance. Now take a chance.
All right. Up yours, Johnny Cash.
Okay. Grab him, boys. You weren't trying to play me for a fool, were you, Wolfhouse?
Forget his luck.
You don't come into my place of business and take my money like that. Now, what I should do is beat seven shades of shit out of you, but I'm going to teach you something.
Hey! What's going on down here?
Todd! Welcome home! I'm just having some fun with your younger, dumber brother.
This might not be the best time. Everyone's waiting.
Oh, of course.
Padre?
I'll come back for the rest.
My friends, as we gather today to mourn the passing of Johann Wolfhouse,
what can I say that Johann can't say for himself?
Hello, all. If you are watching this, then I have croaked. Now, I will never know what happens on the young and the restless. But seriously, I wanted to thank you all for what you have added to my long and happy life. Most of all, my mother. Mother, I always knew you would outlive me. I love to. Prost. Pot, John, my smart and talented grandsons, take good care of the restaurant. It is the last piece of your heritage. And don't worry, someone will be watching over you. Popo!
Popo
was given to me by my father on his deathbed. Prost! And finally, to me. Looking good down there. Say good night, Popo.
Good night, Popo.
For hundreds of years, it has been a Wolfhaus tradition to spread the ashes of our loved ones in Munich. I am too old. I want you boys to go to Germany and carry out this tradition for your grandfather.
Sure, it would be an honor for us, Great Gamgam.
Oh.
When?
Well, you must leave immediately. The tradition is to spread the ashes during the festival on the Theresian Wiese. There, you will meet a Mr. Schneedelwischen. He will take you to the family resting place. The festival begins this week.
The festival of the what?
Oh, boy, you know this festival as Oktoberfest.
We're in.
Oh, wunderbar.
And guy and spread Grandpa's ashes.
Well, he's supposed to meet us here, so there's nothing we can really do but hang out and wait. Right, Grandpa?
Hey,
Oh, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
99 bottles of beer. You'll take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
Come on, guys.
98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer.
Whoa, you take one down and pass it around.
97 bottles of beer on the wall.
97 bottles of beer.
Are you making fun of us, mate?
What? No.
Well, here we are singing the beloved drinking songs of our country, and you sing us that bloody Jingo Django. I reckon you're taking the piss out of Oktoberfest.
No, 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 we're just singing songs.
What do you think, mate?
I think we should fucking brain up.
Yeah, we love Oktoberfest.
Come on, ladies, this is the Holland gone wild.
Just kiss each other, yeah?
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Oh, it's true! They hit the little kid!
Heidity fest! Die beiden da, die waren! Lass sie nicht laufen! Hinterher, schnell!
Legende, Vater!
Yeah?
Ich bin Herr Schneedelwichsen. Komm mit mir.
Huh?
I am Mr. Schneedelwichsen. Komm mit mir.
Hey! Gang said you'd meet us here.
That's crazy.
Come with Make fast! Make very fast!
Come down!
Where are we going, Mr. Spittlespackle?
Snidlevixen! In the edge, come! Hey! See, now here!
Wait, what? Was it him up that's yet?
You, hey!
The ashes. We left them back in that tent.
And we gotta go back and get our grandfather's ashes.
No, 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 was machen Sie? Was machen Sie? Der kann keine Zeit verlieren. Komm, komm da! Komm da
jetzt! Hier ist ein
kirchlicher
Feiertag, aber ein
Auftrag. Mama Mia, immer zusammen. Dieser Allee ist sehr, sehr gefährlich jetzt.
Hello, Blondie. You get with us?
I can't. Hello. Leave my brother alone.
No.
Emma, buy me up. Emma, buy me
up. I need you.
Boston. Boston. The passport!
Yodelay, 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 who? Yodelay, who? Yodelay, who? Yodelay, 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 who? Yodelay, yodelay, who?
Danke. Abend, Detlef.
Team England.
I am Jen Wolfhouse, and this is my brother, Todd Wolfhouse. And what is this?
Beer Fest, England!
Part of Oktoberfest?
Oktoberfest is for tosses and shake daggers.
Beer Fest is our
look. The ultimate test of a beer gamer's metal.
Who's the American team?
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
What happened?
Excuse me, guys. Wait a second. Look at those urns over there. They look just like Grandpa's.
That's why Schneiderwasher brought us here. We're supposed to take Grandpa's urn and put it up there with those.
We gotta go back and get it.
You go. I'm never leaving this place.
Whoa, whoa.
Hey, Captain! We got ourselves a tie. See him blessed in the knickers at the German team, the Czechs.
The family owns the oldest brewery in Bavaria. They reckon a diamond key today, all right?
Why does the last guy chug out of a shoe?
That's no shoe! That's just food! This is a cruel mystery, she is.
Look out, Hanzo!
Wow, they're
fast!
Dawson! Dawson!
Von Wulfhausen?
Yeah.
Wulfhausen. Your last name's von Wulfhausen?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. So is ours. Wulfhausen.
Der Cousin.
Oh, we're cousins? Oh, this just gets better and better.
Wow.
We must be related through our grandfather, Johann von Wulfhausen.
Wie kommen Sie dazu? Die Ehre zu bringen. Das sind Amerikaner. Hm? Wer hat Ihnen das gelobt? Niemand bringt Fremde! Niemand bringt Amerikaner! Ah, ja!
Hey, why are you taking him away? Where is he going?
We kind of need his stick.
Whoa!
He is of no concern to you.
But he was just walking us through it.
Mind! You do not speak of Beerfest outside of Beerfest. Why? You do not bring outsiders to Beerfest!
But
our grandfather was Johann von Wulfhausen.
Ah! Your grandfather was no von Wulfhausen! Your grandfather was a thieving bastard stable boy.
What did you say?
Baron Ludwig von Wulfhausen, our great-grandfather, the most legendary brewmeister in all the Deutschland. He perfected the von Wulfhausen beer recipe. It was the greatest beer in all the world. When Ludwig died, your grandfather stole the only copy of the recipe ever created.
Hold on a second. Our grandfather didn't brew beer. He had this little sausage house in Colorado. He couldn't...
Could, and he did. He stole our recipe and fled Germany with his mother. A common Bavarian... What's the English word I'm looking for?
Whore. Can't get a whore? Obviously there's a translation problem here.
Hooker! Prostitute! Slut for money!
Well, now you're crossing the line.
No, you are crossing the line! You stole it! Well, now instead of having Deutschland's greatest beer, we merely have fourth best. Then Steiner Marzen, Radenberger, und... Und!
Unbecks?
Unbecks?
Yeah.
Unbecks!
Yeah, we are not your cousins. You are the offspring of the bastard son of some whore!
Stop there!
Do it! Yeah, you big tough guy! Kill me! Come on! Do it now! Kill me! What are you waiting for?
Typical Americans. This is why we don't allow you on our beer fest.
Yeah.
You get a few drinks and your unju becomes a dirty
head. Yeah. You should go back to your street malls and drink your Beamers and smear not fight.
Yeah.
And then you can punch each other's feelings.
Okay. Sounds like you guys fancy yourself drinkers, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think we just beat the Irish. So.
Well, why don't you pick your best two, Friedrich? Could you just open up a can of corn?
You are the best two?
Yeah.
How about the verse two, right? Hammerker! Slammer!
Take the big guy, I'll get the little one.
You ready to climb in Hosenscheiße? Everyone at once. First team to finish wins. On my word.
Let's do this.
Yeah, do it. Oh, take it!
Here's Schweiner Hunde.
Schweinerlein Hunde.
Du Arschlecker.
Du mit der
Hey, Boris, why don't you let us put a nipple on that for you?
I remember my first beer.
Prost!
I
Allow me to introduce our grand master, Wolfgang von Wolfhausen. Take a good look, for this is a real von Wolfhausen.
Grandpapa.
Ah, shit.
So, you are the progeny of Johann. I'm guessing that he is the one who taught you how to drink beer. Now, where is our recipe?
What fucking recipe?
Friends, this is all that remains of a thieving stable boy who ran away to America with his poor mother.
I'm a sucker for family reunions.
Here are a couple of euros. Go back and get a BJ from your great-grandma. On me.
Now get out of here.
It's enough!
They call grab a thief and gam gam a whore.
We gotta go back. We gotta go back and beat those guys.
Oh, come on, man. It's crazy.
Is it? We can do this.
We can do what?
Great gam gam.
My boys, all welcome. Oh, Connie, what happened to your eye?
Accidentally walked into a wall. Mm. Yeah, the Berlin Wall.
I'll tell Tippy to get some cold pig stomach we put that on Yanni's eye. So tell me, was the ceremony beautiful?
Yeah. Oh, very beautiful. I mean, gorgeous.
Was it a peaceful resting place?
Have you ever been to the family resting place?
No, but I've been told it is wonderful. Quiet, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how is Herr Schneidervision?
Oh, yeah. Good, very
great
good.
Great guy.
Yeah. He says hi.
Yeah? Oh, wonderful. Oh, you boys have done a great thing. Oh, now your grandpapa can rest in peace. Oh.
She couldn't be more not a whore.
We're going to defend her honor.
Yes.
We're going to defend grandpa's honor.
Yes.
We're going to put together our own team.
Yes.
We're going to get the biggest drinkers, the best beer gamers, the fastest chuggers.
Yes.
Then we're going to go back to Munich and kick the door out of the south.
Ah, that's my brother, Garden.
Beer fest it is.
Huh? They want a war? We'll give them a war they won't believe.
Ah! So how'd you find him?
Some dude. Used to work with him at the brewery.
I haven't seen him since we did Hands Across America.
Oh, that's right.
I heard that when the brewery gave him his pink slip, he went ballistic, don't he? Killed the guy.
I heard that too. There he is.
No autographs, kids. No. Thanks anyway. Get you next time. Hey, guys. Good job out there, Naka.
Go, Boo. Don't worry, Gato.
Hey, Lightfield! Hey, big guy!
Hey! I haven't seen you guys since
Hands Across America.
That's what we were just saying.
We almost made it. A couple breaks in the chain, right?
Hands Across America!
So what's going on? You kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah. We heard you got fired from the brewery.
Goddamn brewery!
You know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day. I drink 45 off the assembly line, and I'm the asshole.
You know, Jim Tobelson said they had to call in a hostage negotiator.
Yeah, well, Jim Tobelson's a fucking chatty Cathy. I did my 3 years up at the county pen. Made some friends, went Muslim. Now I'm out. Praise Allah.
I heard that someone died that day.
Yeah. Somebody did die that day. Me. I had the greatest job in the world. Brewing cold, fresh joy for thousands. Not to mention all the beautiful beer you could drink, right? They took it away from me. Yep, I'd trade all this in a heartbeat if I could get that feeling back again.
What?
There he is.
Nathan Cornwell has just discovered Numano Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniasis. Big round of applause, people.
You want that geek on the team?
What's he going to do, check my urine?
I met Finkelstein back in college. He was a real brainiac, that little nerd. Studied everything about everything, including beer.
So shut the fuck up.
Charlie, what the hell are you doing? Put the frog on the table, okay? Go clean out the floxinator or something, all right? People, listen up. Use your thumbs. Locate the seminal vesicle here, the ejaculatory ducts here. Then stroke it. Stroke it. Stroke it hard. Cup the gonads. You don't cup the gonads.
Stinky.
Jan? Todd? Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Hey, smart coat.
Oh, thank you. It's rayon.
What are you doing?
We're extracting frog gamete for cloning trials.
You're jerking them off.
Who's a hippo?
Phil Crundle. The name's Landfill.
Hey, listen, Phil. We're putting together a drinking team. There's an international competition, and we want you to be part of it.
Hey, come on, guys. I'm really busy.
I'm serious.
Fellas, I don't think you understand. I'm a respected member of the scientific community. Oops, sorry.
You can't do it without you, Fink.
No chance. I have a job. I've got a house with a pool and a two-car garage. I got three PhDs. Hey, don't do that. I'm published in four journals.
Yeah, what? Toad Load Weekly?
We need you, Fink. America needs you. That sounds a little dramatic.
That's why we haven't told you yet. We're competing against the Germans.
Germans? Yeah. Big, blonde, asshole Germans.
You got 15 minutes to tell me more.
Can you move over, please? I like to sit in the middle.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
You got room, you're little. You want to sit on this side?
Fuck you. Jan, who are we meeting out here? Jan, who are we meeting out here?
Barry Badrenath.
What? No!
Who's Barry Badrenath?
Look, I'm trying to put a team together.
Turn this car around right now.
Who's Barry Badrenath?
Don't worry about it, all right?
Who's Barry Badrenath? 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 Who's Barry
Badrenath?
Who's Barry Badrenath? Who's Barry Badrenath?
Barry Badrenath was the best beer gamer ever, okay? Best of quarters, best of pong, best of everything. Hey!
We should put him on our team.
Well, actually, Barry and Todd had a little falling out in college. See, Barry doinked Todd's girlfriend.
Oh, yes,
he... Zip it, Fink.
Sorry.
Look, just think about Gam Gam for a minute, all right?
Is this guy really that good?
Yeah. He's the best.
Huh. We should put him on our team, then.
There he is.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, my God. What happened to him?
All right. It's a regular hot dog cart in here, huh? All right, fellas, here's how it works. $1 to look at it, $2 to touch it, $3 to watch me touch it.
It's not so nice looking, man.
Back the fuck up, Antonio! Magic!
My apologies. $5 to touch it while I touch my toes, $6 to touch it while I touch your toe. Oh, hey, Jim. How are you? Todd! And Fink, you're looking good, Finky.
You too, Barry.
Hey, look, fellas, I wish I could give you a deal here, but my pimps are real ball-like. You know what I mean? So it's $10 for a BJ, $12 for an HJ, $15 for a ZJ.
What's a DJ?
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
I got $4.
Barry,
We didn't come here for a BJ or a ZJ or any kind of a J.
Move along, then. I got a mouth to feed.
Barry, wait!
Wait, Jane, hold on. That's not such a good idea.
Barry! There's this big beer games competition. We're putting a team together. We want you.
$25.
No. You'd be training with us over the next year.
$30?
Jan, forget it. So just, show us some of the old coin tricks. Come on.
Oh, please. Jan, let's get out of here.
No, but wait.
No?
Clearly you've fallen on hard times here. This would be a chance to get back to the glory days. It's a chance to show these guys you still got it. You still got it, right?
You bet your ass I do.
Show them. Watch and learn, baby diapers.
Yes, I can. Oh.
Nothing to worry about. He's shaking the cobwebs off.
I got it. All right, here we go. A little sticky on the...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this guy below.
Come on, Barry, you can do it.
That's maybe it. What are you looking at?
Barry, what happened to you?
Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here!
Help!
So what about Dan the Magic Man Dunchkowski? I mean, he used to down a beer ball with every meal.
He's no good. He had that Al Roker surgery.
He went black?
Oh my God, don't be a moron. He got a stomach staple. The most he can fit in there are 2 Triscuits and a glass of water.
Really?
Oh, boy.
What about this? I wanted the team.
Forget about it. You're done. You don't have any more, Badrinath.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a gun! Unbelievable! Wow!
That's incredible!
I'm better when I'm drunk.
Hey!
Looks like we got ourselves a team!
Yeah!
Get him in there!
Alright!
Yeah. Well, boys, if we're gonna train, we're gonna need a training facility!
Whoa! It's perfect!
Wow, it's amazing!
Yeah! Look at the size of this graduated cylinder! 2,000 milliliters!
A direct draw beer dispenser! Half barrel capacity with an anti-foaming mechanism!
These are really the coins?
Hey! I think I found us a creepy new mascot!
Yeah! Fuck it! Yeah, give it a rim job!
Don't do that! That belonged to our grandpa! Oh.
Sorry.
Listen up, fellas! The next 11 months are going to be tough. As tough as anything you've ever done. We're going to drink beer. And a lot of it. If anybody here isn't up to it, I'm going to give you one last chance to walk out that door right now.
That's a good one, Todd.
Good! That's what I wanted to hear. Because in this silver slice of heaven here are 1,984 ounces of beer. Golden, delicious beer, and no one leaves here until we finish every single last drop.
All right, for the keys. All you guys.
You too, big boy.
Lose these.
All right, Fink, hit me.
Oh, sorry. I'm an athlete, not an athlete.
Hey, Barry. Have a little warm-up match.
Good one. But I'll leave the practice to the amateurs, okay?
All right, guys, let's focus, huh? Good luck.
All right.
Guys, those Germans are incredible drinkers. Better than anything I've ever seen. Now think.
They got this thing called the boot. There's a secret way to drink it. I sure as hell don't know what it is.
You're going to have to figure that out for us.
You got it, Hot Toddy. One more thing. I cannot stress this enough, people. This is a super secret competition. You cannot tell anybody about this.
Or else what?
The guy that brought us there, they killed him.
Pew, pew.
But let's not worry about that now.
Let's drink some beer!
Yeah!
All right!
Yeah, cheers!
All right.
Cold.
Anyone else is cold?
Yeah, but it's really cold.
Drinking and dancing at the same time. Yeah, that's what's making it tough.
Other might be a bug in there.
My teeth hurt. It's so cold, you know? That's what makes me have to stop
yeah.
a little bit. How many beers in this thing?
About 125 beers, yeah.
125? I might have a cavity here.
Dead bitch.
Yeah? Remember when we made fudgesicles out of dog shit and Mark DeFanti ate one?
Yeah.
Oh!
Points.
I tell you, these big ones have a totally different flight pattern.
Nobody said it was going to be easy.
Hey, that shiner's sure starting to fade, huh?
Yeah, I kind of wish it wouldn't, though. It's great motivation, you know? It's a reminder of the humiliation. Say, I wouldn't mind having it all year while we're training. Okay. You are a good friend.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. I know you love it, Muscle Lips. Let's go. Lap it up, you hungry son of a bitch. Whoop! Sorry!
Get a handle on your frisbee, college boy.
Oh, you do not want to go there. You do not sell the yarmulke, you Graham Schmender from East Skype.
I don't even know why you're on this team. You can't even drink a beer.
I'll show you how to drink a beer, motherfucker. Fucking man cow. Let's try him.
Oh, hey, I think somebody's trying to chug in my face. Look out, Germans. You got chutes, Fuckelstein.
Oh.
That's great.
Hey, Todd,
about the old girlfriend thing. Can we burn the hatchet, buddy?
I don't know.
I mean, it was just a one-night stand, right? Wasn't even that good-looking. Real dead fish, right? I mean, she's just laid there taking it like a plastic fuck doll, am I right?
I happen to have married that plastic fuck doll!
Ha, no!
Hey! I'm enjoying my life!
Oh, my God. Phil. Phil, honey. Oh, my God. Hello. Yes, we needed an ambulance immediately at 622 Francis Drive. Come on, Phil. Stay with me, honey. Oh, my God. What is that?
Damn.
Phil?
Again.
How do we do? Good. If we're going to drink like the Germans, I think we're going to need a little help.
I don't have to yell.
All right, now don't say anything to Great Gam Gam about the competition.
Don't say anything about her being a whore.
She's a whore?
Oh, she's not a whore.
So what if she was a whore?
She's not.
I'm just saying some of my best friends are dwarfs.
Yeah, we know.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Wolfhouse.
Can I help you?
Who are you?
My name's Cherry.
Is everything okay?
Everything is fine.
Good game, Graham.
Cherry is here to help me now that my Johann is gone. Oh, my darling great-grandboys und der delicious looking friends. Come in. Welcome. And summer sausage. Just came out of the refrigerator. Here, try this.
Oh, no, no, no.
Here, let me draw it up for you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, don't go. Baby, baby, baby. Baby.
No, that's fine. We're okay. You know, when we were at Oktoberfest, we noticed that the Germans were excellent drinkers.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah,
how do they get that good?
Well, from the time that they are little kids, Germans are raised to be excellent beer drinkers.
How?
Well, for one thing, they train high up in the Alps.
Interesting. High altitude training. Similar to the Kenyan marathon runners.
They are also taught to relax the muscles of the throat. Germans can pretty much stick anything down there. I myself can probably fit in at least 9 inches. Yeah, let me show you.
Hey, no, you don't have to demonstrate. No, that's not. So what else do the Germans do?
They also practice by drinking the urine of a ram.
The what?
They drink ram's piss.
Because of the pH balance?
No, because if you can drink ram's piss, fuck, you can drink almost anything.
She said, fuck.
Damn, who's drinking piss, honey?
No, I was saying it was a tradition back in the old country.
Damn, that's nasty. The old country must have been fucked up. Now, come on, baby, it's time for your nap.
Oh, come on. Okay. Yeah. See you boys later. I always sleep better when I have a little sausage in me.
Look, if you ask me, I'd have to say the whole whore thing is a real possibility.
Hey, look, I know what you're thinking, but Bavarians have been warming sausages like that for hundreds of years.
Would you say it's their oldest profession?
Hey, shut up, landfill.
All right, but more importantly, where are we going to find a ram?
Puke.
Oh. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever drank.
I doubt that very much, Playboy.
Oh, God, is there anything better?
Not right now.
Ow.
You know, fellas, maybe training alone on a rooftop drinking ram piss isn't the way to go. Maybe we should get out there and mix it up with some randoms, you know?
That's a smart idea, college boy.
Go test our metal.
Yeah, challenge somebody. Challenge ourselves.
Hell yeah! Let's get bombed!
Yeah! Woo!
Ordered the Queer Eye makeover.
We're the party brigade. We're here to play some drinking games.
I've got one. I never made out with Tommy Malarkey. My turn. I never fooled around with Coach Gerber.
All right, dude, this one's called a strikeout. What you're going to do is take a hit, chug your beer, do a shot, then blow up the smoke.
He goes nothing.
Okay, careful, this is going to fuck you up.
That's not bad at all. Strikeout, right? That's nothing. You don't, really, however, see what, all the fuss is about.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Dr. Finkelstein.
Do I know you?
Yeah, it's me, Jerry, your paper boy.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Well, I have you here, you forgot my Sunday supplement last week.
Hey, ladies.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Say hi to the missus.
All right, guys, come on.
One, two, three.
Here you go.
Two, three, go. And we'll move to Mugs tomorrow.
So strict.
Okay, thank you. How you doing with the booth?
Still not there yet. I have figured out the problem. I just don't know the solution yet. Check this out.
Hey, fellas. Gather up.
All right, here's the thing. When you drink, the shape of the boot causes an air bubble to form in the toe.
The bubble.
Now, this air bubble shoots around the heel and explodes towards your face while you drink it.
In your face, it explodes.
It's virtually impossible
to handle. Impossible to handle.
It's unavoidable. The Germans know how to do it. Frankly, I find the whole thing a little frustrating because I can't figure it out.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Can you
get the hell
out of here? Hey, it's Popo.
Sorry.
Head off.
Wait. Something in there. What the hell is that? Looks like it's German.
Aren't you guys German?
Yeah, so?
Give me that. I used to work on a German cruise ship.
Der Molch. Bierhefe. Hopsch.
Yeah, it's a beer recipe.
Really?
What recipe?
Must be the old German beer recipe. Those Germans said our grandfather stole their family recipe.
Well, if he had it, why didn't he brew it?
He brew it? Maybe he didn't know it was in here.
It's supposed to be any good.
This is the recipe. This used to be Germany's greatest beer.
Jen, tell us.
It's beautiful.
magical.
It's laughing at me.
I wish I could brush my teeth with it.
I want to put my dick in it.
I want it to put its dick in me.
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. Hmm. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
Oh. Hey, what's the matter, Jan?
Oh. This means Gam Gam really was a whore.
L'chaim.
Oh,
look at this guy. He's getting better. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Good one.
Give me 6 minutes.
That's what the doctor ordered.
Das ist nicht deine Oma. Das wird gut.
Hey, stopp. Was sehe ich denn hier? Und weg damit, schneller, schnell. Und trinken, schlucken. Ho, 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 ho.
Gut.
Hier.
Oh,
runter.
Special delivery.
I have this special delivery for Herr Baron.
Can't you see that we are training here?
I'm so sorry, but this package comes all the way from America, yeah? And look, it is marked most urgent.
What is it, Grandpapa?
Remiakot Sakura. Crucifix. I have the recipe. Who else knows of this package?
Oh, absolutely no one. Only me, it's just me.
Dispose of him. Wait!
No. Don't shoot the messenger, right?
Don't worry, we're not going to shoot you. Lloyd, prepare your things. We're going to America.
Yeah!
We'll get our recipe!
Yeah!
Hasta la vista, Mr. Chapoy!
Yeah! Your nose, Mr. Rabaho!
I don't really have a move except this one.
Oh!
Are you out? Oh, need your beer,
asshole.
Now eat that tomato in one bite, asshole.
Asshole.
Looking good, you handsome motherfucker. Ho, ho. Gotta get you out of those wet clothes and into a dry martini.
What?
I said, how is it, martini?
Get away from me.
All right.
How about a little sex on the beach?
Oh, I think my place is closer. You want to get out of here?
Oh, you looking for a little slap and tickle?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
I'm going to go grab a taxi, baby.
Okay. Yeah?
Barry, what are you doing?
You kidding me? She's hot as hell. Looking for a little slap and tickle.
You sure you want to do this, man? You're drunk.
I'm drunk. You're drunk. Everybody's drunk.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Mama.
Damn, that's nasty. Mm. Come here. I'm gonna butter your bread, baby.
Nice and toasty, please. Get out of here?
Looking for a little slap and tickle.
Something like that.
Oh,
I think I dropped my monkey.
Oh, how many licks does it take to get to the center? I'm gonna rock your world. Oh, I'm going to break your dick off. Sucker. Lick 'em clean, Daddy. Suck 'em, lick 'em clean. Yes, suck 'em. Now don't peek. Quit squirming. Daddy.
Oh, you dirty motherfucker, right?
Come on. I knew it the whole time.
It is time to initiate Operation Recipe Retrieve.
Yeah, is that the title we all agreed on? Kind of like Operation Steingrabber.
Yeah, or what about Brauheist 2006?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's kind of spunky.
Yeah,
it's fun.
One second. What if it takes longer than a year?
Yeah, I was hoping to be done by 2007.
Yeah, that's true. I have big plans for 2007.
Yeah, we should take a vote because I never liked Recipe Retrieve either.
This is not a democracy. We always waste so much time arguing about names. I'm sick of it. I came up with Operation Recipe Retrieve, and that's the name.
Okay, fine.
I like it now.
I'm sorry. It's just that I start to feel so cooped up in these U-boats. Had a bad experience once.
Thank you.
Let's go get what belongs to us.
Yeah!
Battle stations. Yeah!
Landfill. Let. Oh, watch out. Okay, here comes the bubble. Get ready.
Damn it!
Oh,
it's the bubble!
No, no, it's a bit. Don't worry. Come on. You're getting better, though. Next time.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Krista, can we try that?
No, come on, honey. We're practicing. Hey, what? Fill her up, okay?
Practicing for what?
Nothing.
No, seriously, you said you were practicing. I mean, practicing for what?
Hey, honey, let's go take a look at the Glockenspiels.
I don't want to look at the goddamn Glockenspiels.
No, they're really shiny. Come on.
I don't want to.
Well, hello, Daddy Harry.
Holy camel toe.
Yeah, it's the last time we saw you, you were wearing your grandfather's ashes as the hat.
1 minute to march your butts out that door.
We have come for our recipe.
That's our recipe. We figured you would say that. Despite your thievery, we are prepared to buy it from you right now. In cash.
Big deal. Suitcase full of Monopoly money?
Come on, those are euros.
What's that like? Pesos?
Yeah, come on.
That is legal European tender.
See, I told you we should have brought Deutsche Mark.
They are so hard to find.
No, they're not. No.
Here is $500,000.
Not for sale.
Well, why don't we make it interesting? You seem like sporting fellows, no?
I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
How about a match? You win. You keep the recipe and the money. We win. The recipe is ours.
Give me that thing. All right, Barry. It's show time.
Yeah, there's something I haven't quite told you yet. I don't play Pong anymore.
What are you talking about, man? You're the best. Here, let's go. Come on, man. Let's go kick their ass.
I don't fucking play Pong.
Jesus, calm down. Jeez, pull it together. You're acting a little crazy here.
Your wife didn't think I was crazy when I double-teamed her with Silo Johnson.
Oh, the double-team.
Yeah, that's right. Never knew it was a three-way, did you?
With the Silo?
Yeah. And let me tell you something. He wasn't storing corn in that thing.
Son of a bitch! Oh! Fuck it! I quit!
Barry!
What the fuck is that?
Are we playing or not?
Time to scheiße. I'll get off the crapper.
Get bent, Umlaut. We're gonna sell the shit out of this beer.
Yeah. You're making a big mistake, cowboy.
Don't think you've seen the last of us.
What's with the money?
You should get a pinball machine that works.
That machine works just fine.
Does it?
Whoa! Folks, I'm sorry. Finish your meals. Enjoy. Let's have some polka, all right?
Hey. You know we should have played him.
I was about to give him that recipe.
What do you want to do about Barry?
We don't need him. We need someone else.
What's that?
Local family restaurant?
That's us.
Or disease-infested rat hole? Exposé Colorado has this exclusive interview with former kitchen workers who will tell a story that will curdle your strudel.
What the fuck?
We were undocumented aliens smuggled over in a cargo container to work in the kitchen.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's very common for German restaurants to use immigrant labor.
It's true, Sandy.
Tell us about the work conditions.
The biggest surprise, other than the oppressive hours, were the unsanitary conditions.
Yeah, last month my finger was cut off with a cake mixer. When my finger fell into the cake batter, they didn't even stop. They just kept making the cupcakes.
Oh, dear Lord.
And the rats. Just yesterday, I opened up a bottle of Schnitzelbiger brew. And guess what I found? A rat's fate was inside.
Ah,
that's true, Sammy.
Rat fetus?
Oh, my God.
God damn it. Now we really got to kick those guys' asses.
Absolutely.
Schnitz and Giggle Tavern. No, it was totally false. It was a joke. Yeah, I understand. Canceled reservation. Schnitz and Giggle. No. No rats. No rats at all. We've been rat-free since 1976. I promise. All right, no problem.
Another one?
Yeah. Schnitz and Giggle. No, I'm very happy with my long-distance service. Yes. This is a really bad time. Thanks. God. Solicitors. Take this one.
Schnitz and Giggle Tavern.
Valve board. Hang up.
Put that in the cooler.
Guys, I'm really sorry, but I gotta quit the team.
What are you talking about?
I got fired from the lab due to slipping performance.
So a couple of frogs didn't get their round the world. What'd he do?
You don't understand. I don't know how it happened, but somehow I cloned a batch of monkey frogs.
They hand out Nobel Prizes for stuff like that?
Let me see that.
Yeah, let me see you, little.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What have you done?
Landfill? What's wrong?
Chris said she couldn't handle all the lies and the drinking anymore. She took the kids and left.
Oh, my God. You got kids?
It's okay. I'm okay. I just need some time. Maybe a beer.
Get him a beer.
Thank you.
Did you know he had kids?
I got it.
Jerry?
Hey. Okay, now, don't be rash, Philip.
How did they get to you?
I was in the employ of the Von Wolfhausen family long before I came to this stinkhole. And now that I have your precious beer recipe, I can go.
Well, you're going to have to get through me first.
Say goodbye.
Why don't we have a beer and talk about it? Len?
No!
Packing it in.
What, the team?
The team, the beer, the restaurant, all of it.
What? No, you're crazy.
Jan, let it go. Our friend is dead. It's over. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Landfill could eat a ton, but he could also love a ton. He had this habit of swallowing his food whole. I called him the tiger shark. I used to joke that if you cut open his belly, you would find a license plate and a tire and half of an 8-year-old boy. One time, he farted an entire plum. I was plumb surprised. I always told him to try to chew his food better, but he never listened to me. But that was Landfill. He was a fat asshole. He was my fat ass home.
Hey, Lori. How are you? God, you're looking good.
Thanks, Barry. Wow. What have you been up to?
Me, working on bridges. Under bridges.
Like an architect?
Yeah.
Still in contact with the silo?
The silo. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh. Sorry. Bye. Good to see you.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Krista, I can't begin to
you
tell you how
sorry. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What are you doing here?
I, too, came to pay my respects to a good man. But, unlike you, I am not weeping.
We're not weeping. We're mourning. Our friend just committed suicide.
Well, then, are you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
That you're not competing in Beer Fest.
Well, How did you know about that?
Und das! Und you, verschwinden wie Schmitzkopf!
Maybe we should go see if they got any of those crab cakes left.
Oh, great idea.
Stay put, you! I want you all to hear the true story of the Baron Ludwig von Wolfhausen, who fell in love with a beautiful young Bavarian whore.
So you really were a whore?
What do you think this is?
You said you got kicked in the face by a Clydesdale.
This is the mark of the whore. It was a simple time. A beautiful time. You see, the Baron Ludwig and I were in love. But we had to keep our love secret because he was married to a young baroness. We also had to keep your grandfather's birth a secret because he was the Baron's firstborn son.
Wait, Grandpa was the firstborn?
Yes. But the Baroness found out about me and my young Johann and had us tarred and feathered and run out of town. You two are the rightful heirs to the von Wolfhausen Brewery. You should have the balls to take back what is yours.
Oh, wow, you even talk like a whore.
We are all whores in some way, Mr. Finkelstein.
She's right.
You boys are a team. It's a good one. If you can't do it for your grandfather, or your country, or your dead friend, do it for yourselves.
I'm in.
Me too.
Hell yeah. I'm in. Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't play Pong. Happened a couple years after college. I was in Thailand playing ping pong and ding dang. It was in a real high-stakes game in some opium den. Turned out the guys I was playing aren't the kind of guys they like to lose. After I beat them, they beat me. Worked me over pretty good. And this is hard to say. But they held me down. And they shoved a ping-pong paddle up my ass. Never been the same. Damaged goods.
Gosh, Barry, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I would do if somebody shoved the paddle handle at my ass.
What's in the handle? I've been shitting pancakes ever since.
Mr. Butternut, we are not so different, you and I. I've had all kinds of things shoved up my ass. I got over it. You will too. You will too.
So much to digest in there.
Kelgon, take me away.
You guys are my family. Without you, I got nothing. Let's do this for Landfill. And for Johan. And for Great Game Game.
What question? Who are we going to get to replace Landfill?
Now, this is the party I was hoping to find.
Landfill? You're alive?
No. I'm not Landfill. I'm Landfill's twin brother, Gil.
Gil?
Gil.
I taught Landfill everything he knew about drinking beer. I want to fulfill his legacy by taking his place on your drinking team. You must be Fink.
How'd you know?
Landfill told me everything about you. I feel like I know all you guys. So we won't have that awkward get-to-know-each-other stage.
Perfect.
And if I could just ask one favor.
Name it.
If it wouldn't be too uncomfortable, I was hoping maybe you guys could call me Landfill in honor of him.
Yeah, sure. It would be like we never lost Landfill.
landfill, it would be an honor if you would join us. Cheers.
Oh my God, he's faster than landfill. That Bratwurst?
It even smells like landfill.
God, someone open a window fast.
Oh, wait. Oh, and a bask in it.
Yeah, just let it be. Welcome back, landfill.
Hey, let's go get sour on some kraut.
Well, thank you, little lady.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
The thing about it is, you know, we were shit-faced when he took us there.
What? Really drunk.
Whoa.
We've been training for an entire year, lost our jobs and our family members, and you don't know where this is?
Technically, you haven't been training.
Can it, college boy?
Hey, college boy, I thought you went to college.
Hey, guys, please, give it a rest.
All right, I got an idea. I think it might work. I did this study in college, Finkelstein's theory on the effects of alcohol in the medial temporal lobe.
English.
Drunken recall. I made people drink massive quantities of alcohol, and then I taught them things while they were blacked out. Now, in the morning, they had no recollection of it whatsoever. But when I got them drunk again, they remembered everything.
Bullshit!
Oh, now you're coming after me? This is great. I got a cowboy on one side and an Indian on the other. It's like the Wild West, all right? I got it published.
Where?
Maxim Magazine, under the title E equals MC Hammond.
All right, come on. Let's do this.
All right, which one of you two was more wasted?
He was. Okay, I was. Actually, hadn't eaten much that day.
Anything?
Sorry, but I have been training for a beer drinking competition.
Drink.
Sober as a bird.
All right, enough fucking around. Try this.
I got an idea.
Step one!
No.
Trojan keg. Very clever for Americans. Now get them out of here.
Hang on. We're here to honor our grandfather, Johann von Wolfhausen.
The stable boy thief?
Now, your half-brother, your older half-brother and rightful heir to the von Wolfhausen brewery.
Oh, please. Johann wasn't even Ludwig's true offspring.
No? Look at the portrait! Not a true offspring?
I'd say it looks pretty close to me, eh?
You know, the von Wolfhausen brewery is our brewery.
Even if your silly fairy tale was true, you have a little saying in München. Get the fuck out of here.
Guards!
Wait! We came here to drink some beer. Now, are you going to let us do that, or are you afraid of getting your ass stomped?
Let them drink!
Yeah! Let them compete!
Grandpapa, we've crushed them once. Let us do it again, huh? Let us humiliate them.
Please, Opie, if we can do this, we can do it.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? For shits and giggles.
Let them drink!
Welcome to Beer Fest.
Yeah.
You are the privileged few.
Looks like we got the Brits in round one. We already kicked their asses in WW2. Cheerio, let's do it again.
Drink well. Drink with honor. Let the games begin.
Fur coat and no trousers, you are.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Double!
We're gonna put the skitties in your Alan Wickers, you plonker!
Do you know what he's saying?
Volume charge! Sir, come on, big boy! Aren't you gonna fucking cry?
That's all you need to do.
Come to our senses. You Mexican?
It's so simple. It's all about fluid dynamics and quantum bubble aerodynamics. Follow?
I missed that first part when he said something.
Pay attention. I'm only doing this once, okay? Excuse me. Do me a favor, cut me off.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Now look. The bubble is essentially a high-pressure vacuum that grows and grows until it gets to the heel, and then it pops and explodes out of the boot. Okay? So what you want to do is create a spiral effect by spinning the boot and making a whirlpool. Right when the bubble hits the corner, gravity will take over and shoot beer right down your throats.
So what you're saying is when the bubble comes, turn the boot.
Exactly. If we find ourselves in a boot challenge, we can beat these guys.
Way to go, Vicky. All right. Let's light this crowd candle.
Yeah!
We're gonna wipe our fronts on you. Bring it on, minor bitch.
Championship round is best of seven. Und jetzt for the ultimate battle!
Meine Damen und Herren, first up, long distance, Kugelbounce, distance, 10 meters.
Watch and learn.
Boom the bucket, 20 meters.
Oh. You're never gonna make it.
Oh yeah. 30 meters.
30 meters.
Let's see.
American player who has not competed in any event.
Yeah, the rules say that every competitor must compete, otherwise
disqualification.
Hold on there, Hansel.
Nein, that is the rule. Your fit teammate must compete now.
Are you talking about me?
Oh,
understand? If we let him play, we're going to get slaughtered and it's over. Kaput.
You're the guy.
I'll play with him.
Barry, you sure?
Sure as schnitzel.
Hey, Barzo. I'm proud of you.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, comrades! How about loser takes a paddle up the ass?
I like that.
Only for surf.
You know you have to hit the ball.
What do you think about that, fuckhead?
Yeah, Barry, you got it. Yeah, that's yours.
What do you think about that, head fuck?
Porking your wife, man.
Hey, Barry, you can pork my wife anytime.
Germany, 224. USA, 228. All tied up, sudden death. You know what that means.
Hey guys, this is that moment. The moment that only exists in sports. The moment where the good guys take on the bad guys. The moment that if this was a speech in a movie, this would be shown up on the Humongatron to get the home team fans fired up.
Versus them.
Yeah.
Huh? We're the bad guys and they're the good guys. And I'll be damned if we're going to let the good guys win.
Yeah, we're actually the good guys and they're the bad guys. So.
Right. Start that again, guys. Hey, guys. This is that moment.
Fellas, I just want to say thanks for the greatest year of my life. All right? And no matter what happens, win or lose. Drink a beer with you guys. You're just plain old-fashioned fun.
Yeah.
Hey. Let's do this for Grandpa Wolfhouse.
And for Landfill. And Gam Gam?
And America. On three. One, two, three.
Grandpa Wolfhouse and Landfill and Gam Gam in America!
Yeah! Go, 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 go! Down and on town! Landfill! Nation. Germany versus USA. Winner is champion of BFS.
Jerry,
our finest secret agent. Send her to keep an eye on you.
Oh, hit that girl.
Yeah, take it with your grandpa.
Yeah. Damn, that's nasty.
Always bet on black. Yeah.
Game on! Not a drop can be spilled! Good.
Your brother in that vat, he squealed like a duck pig.
Did you hear what she said?
Get out of here! Get out!
No, no, no. We've got losers.
See you later, stable boy. Say hello to the family whore!
Double or nothing!
On what, huh?
The Von Wolfhausen family recipe. You win, you get to keep it. We win, we get your brewery. Or should I say our brewery.
But we already have the recipe.
I got it off of the nerd's computer.
You're fucked!
Yeah, you fucked.
That's rich, Baron.
What's so funny?
I didn't put that recipe on my computer. However, you are holding the recipe for a low-carb
strawberry beer.
We call it She-Wolf. It's okay.
Strawberry?
No, no, you know how you like strawberries, okay? And then you want me to lose some weight, so that was a low carb. Wait a minute, we like strawberries. Get your damn hands off. You're trying to see my panties. God damn it, put me down, please. Where are the Africans? Can the Africans come and help me save
them? So are we going to play for the recipe? Or should I just roll it up and eat it? I'm hungry.
No, wait.
Oh, put your money where your mouth is. Us against you. 10 boots, 5 against 5.
You couldn't even do 1 boot. You can barely stand.
Grandpapa?
Take it, bitch, you fucking pussy. Okay. Crush the bastards. And then I want spectator number 1 killed.
Yeah, this is going to be like taking black walnut candy from the baby.
That's not very funny, Deutsch bag. Only thing is, 1, we're not babies. And 2, we're not that drunk.
We're not that drunk.
Sneaky bastards!
We're not that drunk!
We're not that drunk!
We're not that drunk!
We're not that drunk! We're not that drunk!
5 boots? What are you, fucking mental?
Trust me, we can do this. Just remember to spin the boat when the bubble comes. Trust me, this will work.
Gentlemen, ready? Good luck. I'm going to need it.
Gaspoo!
Look, the little one looks like he has pubic hair all over his head. It's okay, it works. Yeah, because you have a dick face. Oh, yeah.
Whoopsie daisy. I accidentally pushed his thingy off.
Fink's got the eye of the Jew. He's got the eye of the Jew. Fink's our anchor man. Trust me. Trust me.
You just blew it, Friedrich. Oh, thank God!
Start it up. Finish.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Like obvious youngsters, I call me a sophist.
Finish.
Conference there was? Hooker found 2002.
Fantastic seminar.
Sounds fun.
Nothing but the best of the new executives of Von Wolfhausen Brewery, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, guys, where are we?
I think the hotel is this way?
You gotta be kidding me.
Hold on, let me check. No, I think it's that way. Hey.
Holy crap, Willie Nelson!
What are you doing here?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I was invited over here for this big secret international pot-smoking competition. And my teammates, Cheech and Chong, chickened out on me. They wouldn't fly in my biodiesel airplane.
Oh.
And the smokeout's in 30 minutes, and I don't want to get disqualified. Now, you guys don't want to be my teammates, do you?
Yeah!
All right, let's do it. Did you hear one about the guy that told his son, said, hey, if you don't quit masturbating, you're going to go blind. He said, Dad, I'm over here.
Oh, yeah, you guys fancy yourself drinkers, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think we just won the tarantula. What the hell is going on? Yeah.
Bastards. I was playing ping pong and ding-dang.
Awesome. Turned out the guys I was playing. Okay. I was playing ping pong and ding dang. I mean, come on. Cut it.
This sweet nectar was my lifeblood.
Oh, yeah, Lancel. Go for it, my friend. He's got it going on, this guy.
Are we playing or not?
Time to size up. I'll think.
Are we playing or not?
Panthersizer on our pick.
Are we playing or not?
Time to sizer. I'll get off the crap.
Crapper.
Okay, come back
and
do it again.
All right.
Everybody's drunk.
Got it.
One question. Who are we gonna get?
Do I know you?
Me? No, I don't think so.
Oh, you look familiar. Didn't I pay you $1 for something?
No, it wasn't me, no.
I remember now. I paid you $1 to touch your toes and then touch your dick.
Yeah, that could have been me. Good to see you again.
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
Look at you.
All right, cut it.